summer 2012, and Nile Rodgers is rehearsing for the annual Montreux Jazz Festival. Nile's guitar, a 1959 Fender Stratocaster, is known affectionately as the Hitmaker. Its sound has defined his career as a songwriter, performer, and producer since the early 70s. It's believed to have been played on $2 billion worth of hit music. Nile was born in New York in 1952. His mum Beverly was just 13 when she became pregnant. Together with his Jewish stepfather, they would move around some of the city's toughest neighborhoods, from the Bronx to Alphabet City and Greenwich Village. It was a far from conventional upbringing.
My mom and dad were beatniks, and they lived the whole bohemian, cool beatnik-y lifestyle.
Despite his parents' habitual drug use, his bohemian home life was intellectually and creatively stimulating. Music was a constant in Nile's childhood. At home, it was jazz, and he tried his hand at a few classical instruments in the school orchestra. But it was a teenage crush that led Nile to pick up the guitar.
It was actually a really pretty girl who had a band, and because I was relatively proficient at symphonic music, I just thought for some reason that when this girl said she needed a guitar player, that I was smart enough to just pick one up and somehow know how to play it. Oops, wrong.
Undeterred, Nile taught himself the guitar. Picking up a Beatles songbook and strumming the opening chords to A Day in the Life, he soon realized this was the instrument for him.
I read the news today, oh boy.
He went on to study jazz and classical guitar and was soon playing in his first bands. By the time he was just 19, having been playing guitar for less than 3 years, Nile landed his first job as a professional musician. He joined the touring band for recently launched children's TV show, Sesame Street. But it was in his next job that Nile truly began to hone his craft. He joined the house band at Harlem's legendary Apollo Theatre and played behind some of R&B's biggest names.
Don't play that song for me.